Glory to Jesus Christ. Happy fifth week of the Lent. We're almost there. During the Lent and even before the Lent, the Church teaches and challenges each Christian to grow higher in their spiritual life. And this Sunday is no different. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Mary of Egypt, a beautiful saint with a beautiful message to every Christian. What I find sad, and I found it out during my seminary years, that this feast became a feel-good feast story. We know that Saint Mary, we know who Saint Mary is, we know her sins, we know she repented, and we know that she was saved. And that's where we stop. We learn in the book study that it is like a Christian movie nowadays. A person struggles with some kind of a problem, destroys all of the relationship that person has, realizes the problem and the causes of the problem, turns to God, and immediately change comes and everything is returned to normal, if not better. These movies make me sick also, because it is unrealistic. And unfortunately, the life story of Saint Mary is slowly becoming the shallow modern story. Bad turns to good, it makes us feel good, and then has no impact whatsoever on our life. And if it does, it has very little impact on our life in the long term. So what happened to Saint Mary? I would recommend you to read her story today. But in short, from very young age, she struggled with the sin of fornication, which this sin has many passions that trigger this sin. She seduced men who were on their pilgrimage for the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross just to get her fix. The sin of fornication was her addiction. She even stood in front of the church doors and she was trying to get anyone who was willing. But her curiosity got to her. She wanted to enter the church as everyone around her was going to. But she could not. She could not enter the wide open doors because something was blocking her from entering, like an invisible wall, like somebody was holding behind her and she could not move. She tried with all her might, but she could not enter, while everybody else could. And out of her tiredness, she sat down by the door, confused. Why she cannot enter? Why she's not worthy to enter? And in their loneliness, she saw an icon of the Theotokos hanging by the doors. And that's where the change came. The icon drew her closer and closer. And as she got closer to the icon of the Theotokos, she sensed her purity. She sensed the purity of the Theotokos beyond understanding. When she finally stood at the icon, a deep shame overcame her, and that's where the conscience was awakened. She saw Theotokos giving her all what she had to God. Theotokos gave her own will to God, and she was rewarded beyond measure. While Saint Mary gave her own will towards passions, earthly and bodily desires, and what happened? She was rejected. She was unworthy to even enter the church, let alone receive blessing or Eucharist. Then she realized why she could not enter the church. So Saint Mary repented to Theotokos and begged Theotokos to intercede for her to God so she might be worthy to enter the church and venerate the holy and precious cross. She was granted that gift. And she entered and venerated the holy and precious cross and ran away to the desert where she lived a life of repentance for the rest of her life, keeping her promise that she gave to God at that very moment where the conscience was awakened. She ran away. Why she would do that? Why she would run away? Why did she not stay in that city, rent or buy a house, and try to live her life as holy or as Christian as she possibly could? And many people nowadays, they approach this kind of story, and they challenge the saint, and they say, well, they fled. The saints fled because they did not believe that God forgave them for their sins. And this is wrong kind of thinking. Yes, God forgave them immediately, but that does not mean that the wounds that we ourselves caused on our soul and body, that they were healed immediately. It doesn't mean that the desires are quenched immediately. All of this healing and quenching requires time and effort. And these to be saints knew it. They knew that if they stay in the same place, surrounded with the same temptations and same friends, they will also fall again and again to the same sins. When we read the fathers of the church, like St. Cassian, St. Nicodemus, St. Isaac, and other spiritual fathers, and even our spiritual father of this church, St. Ignatius, they teach that the confessing of sins is the half of the battle. And the other half is even more difficult because we actually have to start repent and to heal the soul and body through constant repentance. St. Nicodemus, in his handbook on spiritual life, he writes about every single bodily sense and how we should guard these senses and not to fall into the same sins. For example, he says that Christian should not own a mirror because this mirror will make us fall into the sin of self-love. He also writes in another chapter about guarding of the taste of taste. And he says that the mouth is a limitless Hades that will never be quenched. And the other saints say the same thing, but in different ways. The fathers of the church were radical. They took their life in Christ seriously, and they were always watchful on their senses because they knew that if they don't guard them, they will fall into the sin. That's why they are saints. They were able to guard their senses. So when St. Mary's conscience awakened, St. Mary knew that the only way is to run away from the world, from anything that she could be tempted of. She made this drastic change in her life. She was not satisfied with the minimum or being lukewarm. She wanted to guard her senses from everything: sight, smell, taste, and touch, and hearing. She gave it all up. She did what all the saints write about, and yet she had not read a thing. She was granted that wisdom through her repentance. She wanted to give her all herself to God, as the Theotokos did. She knew there is no other way. She did not want to serve two masters, only one, and that is God. See, if we pay attention, her life is not as any modern Christian movie. Her story contains such a depth of meaning, and her story should encourage us to do better, not just for today, but for the rest of our life. We have less than 2 weeks until that horrible day where Christ dies for our sins. Innocent dies for me, for my recklessness, because I could not keep my promise I've given him at my baptism. Hearing the story of St. Mary makes me question, what else can I sacrifice within those 2 weeks? What else could I give up in order to get myself ready for that gruesome day where Christ dies for me? What else could I do to start my healing so when the Pascha comes, I'm ready to welcome Christ? Let's start today. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait to push yourself a little bit more in order to fully guard your senses. It took St. Mary years to become holy. So don't expect this immediate change like in those modern day movies. But know when you make that first step, your life will slowly change and you will never want to go back to your old habits, old life, old friends, and old desires. So let's take courage and beg St. Mary to intercede for us. Glory to Jesus Christ.